Just going to run this dog to see if we can find any type of human remains that are left.
Listen to Where Secrets Go to Die, The Disappearance of Derek Hennigan. From the Detroit Free Press, a new podcast set in the woods of Michigan's Upper Peninsula. Available on Apple, Spotify, Freep.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're now joined by Texas Tech head coach Matt Wells. Coach, welcome to the Big 12 and your thoughts about the upcoming season.
Thank you. Well, I appreciate that. Thank you. It's good to see a lot of you guys again. Some of you guys for the first time, but I'll echo what some of the other coaches I heard say. It's an exciting time in college football, exciting time for every one of us that cover it, coach it, and all the different responsibilities we all have, and you get to come to a day like this, and it kind of marks the beginning of it, and certainly I'm no different. Very honored, very humbled to be the head coach at Texas Tech and represent us up here today, and this is a something that I'm excited about. Our players, I respect our players, the change that they've gone through since December the 1st, since we got there. You know, the biggest thing for us as we get into August for us is a brand new program transitioning into our program, taking it from one level to the next. And the work that we've done over the summer, I know we've worked hard, but 18 days from now, August the 2nd, needs to be practice 16 coming out of spring ball. And I'm excited about the work that we got coming up in August. The guys that are representing us here today are some of the young men that have completely bought into our program, and I respect them, and I'm looking forward to you guys getting to be able to know them a little bit better. The biggest key for us in year one is instilling our culture, building our foundation. And we always talk about it at Tech and at Lubbock, what we do and how we do it. The what we do is how we, you know, what we do on offense, what we do on defense, our weight room, strength and conditioning with a major emphasis in nutrition, class, academics, all that kind of stuff. But the key is to the how. And that's the biggest thing for us in year one is establishing the how, the accountability, the physicalness, the toughness, the discipline, mental and physical, and the how. And a lot of people say that's culture. And that's exactly what it is, but instilling the culture, building the foundation. And the second thing is getting into the Big 12 season and getting in the fight. And that's something that I think that I'm excited to see our guys do. I'm excited to coach our guys, but we're not going to deviate from the plan to build a championship program and a championship culture. And the ability for me as a head coach to bring our staff to do it the way we've done it. I have a lot of respect for Kirby Hocutt and the opportunity that he has given my staff and our program to implement what we've done over the last several years into Lubbock and to Texas Tech. And the inspiration that I have now that I can see it over the last 7 months that you can do it in Lubbock, Texas, and to see the success that we've had in basketball and baseball and certainly track and field inspires me to know that you can win in Lubbock. You can recruit to Lubbock, Texas, absolutely. And I'm looking forward to that challenge and continue that. We've got good momentum right now in recruiting, but also in the summer improvements our players have made since the end of spring ball, and I'm excited for that and looking forward to the season.
So, okay, we're taking a question on the aisle on the left side, Coach, about three or four rows back.
Yeah, Coach, Brian Davis from the Austin American Statesman. Welcome.
Thank you.
Welcome to the league. You touched on it there, but I don't think Beard, Tadlock, and Kidley did you any favors by winning so fast. You're there. You know what a big spring semester it was there. I mean, does that just kind of ramp up your angst of, hey, you know, you got to get football going?
You know, I don't think their success puts any more pressure on me or our staff or our program than the pressure that was on it on December the 1st, to be dead honest with you. I took the job based on a lot of other factors, and none of those were considered. I respect the question. I think it's really good. I think more than anything, it's inspired me to see that it's done and done the right way. Chris Beard coaches those guys like a bunch of football players. I mean, they're tough. The emphasis on strength and conditioning and nutrition is very similar to what we do. I think it's inspired me. It just confirms to me the culture that we have at Texas Tech that Kirby Hocutt has created in the whole athletic department, I think, is inspirational.
And as a follow-up, what could you tell us about Bowman's health, How is he and where is he at?
Yeah, right, full, completely cleared and healthy. Went through all of spring. I'm looking forward to coaching Allen these next 3 years. He is a he's a football junkie. He's passionate about what he does. I respect his grind. He's got a great attitude. I mean, first player I met was there about the minute we touched down in Lubbock, and was wanting to watch cut-ups of Utah State and what we were going to do on offense. And Allen is a you know, he had a good freshman year. I think he got in 7 games and won a few, won several. But I think Allen's better days are ahead of him. He's talented. There's things that he can work on and fundamentals. But I think you're going to see a good quarterback. I think he'll be better in year two in our system. That's kind of been the history of our system. But I think motivation for him to be an elite quarterback in the Big 12 is there for him, and I respect that from him from an individual standpoint.
Got a question on the rear, right? I'm sorry, on the aisle right there. Go ahead. That's right.
Don Williams from the Lubbock Avalanche Journal. Matt, curious what your expectations are for your graduate transfers. In particular, I guess Armand Shine, with the success that he had at Utah and maybe the contributions you might be expecting also from people like Zach McPherson and Evan Rambo.
Yeah, that's a good question. Took 4 grad transfers this year. You mentioned some of them. R.J. Turner, receiver from Louisiana Monroe. Armand Shine, a running back, came from Utah. Zach McPherson, a DB from Penn State, and Evan Rambo, an outside linebacker from Cal. Two of those guys are juniors. My expectations, first and foremost for them, is that they come in and, you know, help solidify and our culture, first of all, and I mean that. They were young men. They're all young men that I respect the programs that they came from and the job that they had done, and their opportunity to have a good senior season or a junior and senior season for two of them. I expect Armand to be in the competition for the running back job immediately. He's big. He's physical. He's a one-cut guy. And I think he's a physical running back. Zach McPherson's a kid that can play. He's a safety corner combo. We're going to start him off at corner first. Evan Rambo is an outside linebacker. I think could transition into our Willie. He's had success playing at Cal, and I expect him to be in that. And then R.J. Turner is going to compete for a starting job at our X receiver spot. All four of those guys are going to be in major roles for us immediately.
We had a question on the third row here on the aisle. Then we'll go back to the back.
Coach, hi. Wendell Barnhouse, PressBoxDFW.com. Previous years, Tech really hasn't used a tight end in the offense. I wanted to know about how your offense utilizes the tight end as far as a receiver to kind of control the middle and impacting the running game.
That's a great question. Tight end's a big part of our offense. You know, I think our guy's a hybrid. You're going to see our guys flexed out where it looks like a wide receiver and wide receiver formations. You're going to see him in line. You're going to see him in the backfield. Those guys have to be – they're multifaceted guys. They got to be extremely smart. They got to be able to run and be graceful, catch balls. Hopefully their speed mismatches for linebackers, their size mismatches for safeties. That's what we want to get to. We've had great success at the last place I was at. You know, I know 3 of those tight ends in the 6 years I was at Utah State. They played in the NFL, and certainly what I want to get to here. And I like our guys that we have right now. Dante Thompson has had a good spring. I think he's going to improve over the month of August, but certainly going to be part of our offense. I think the other thing that it does, to expand on that a little bit, is I think it helps you in the run game, gives you more variety. The thing that's left unsaid is the ability to play defense in the Big 12. And for our guys to be able to go against tight ends and run game and a mentality that, quite frankly, on offense we want to have more of a run mentality, even though we're going to play out of the spread and we're going to play fast, we're going to be very aggressive down the field throwing the ball, is we have to defend the run. You got to be able to stop the run and defend the run, and you got to be able to run the ball, in my opinion, in the month of November if you want to be a consistent program and win. And so that's kind of everything that I think about with the tight end position.
Got a question on the right side, about 3/4 of the way back, and then we've got 3 questions up here on this side.
Hey, Matt. Jenny Carlson.
Hi, Jenny.
With the Oklahoman. I know that you were around football growing up in Salisaw, even though your dad wasn't a football guy, but just growing up there, what do you feel like the impact of the town, just your experience there, how has it impacted your career, and now how is it impacting what you're doing at Tech?
Yeah. You know, growing up in Salisaw, Oklahoma, it's 7,000 people on a good day. If you're not sure where everybody is on a Friday night, just look at the lights, which is like Oklahoma, which is like small towns, you know. And, you know, just growing up there, I played three sports, and you grow up, and that's part of that culture of that town, and my parents raised us that way, and I wouldn't trade it for anything. It's a great place, and I don't get back there near enough, but it's nice to be closer to home for my mom to come see us play a little bit, and you know, a bunch of friends and high school coaches that have already made the track down to Lubbock. But I think, Jenny, it shaped who I am. It's a small town guy, real simple, but it's a love of the game, respect of the game, that I think that was instilled at me at an early age from all my coaches. And I think that you say the second part of your question, how does it impact you today? I just think I'm a product of a lot of those high school coaches at Salisaw, not only in football but in baseball and in basketball, that kind of molded into who I am today.
Okay, we got a question in the middle.
Cameron Brock, Heartland College Sports. Coach, you have taken over a program whose most successful coach was fired controversially. Under that coach, at home against the Big 12, the team went 30-10. Since his firing, they are 10-25 at Jones AT&T Stadium against Big 12 conference play. How do you excite a fan base that has seen a decade of losing?
You know, first and foremost, I think winning games at home is one of the most important things that we can do. It's certainly been a focus of mine as a head coach since I've been at Texas Tech. We want to make Jones Stadium one of the hardest places to play in the Big 12. The respect that I have for our fans and our fan base has grown. I didn't really know about it, to be honest with you, before I was hired. But I've been able to see that through the success of the basketball team. And it's something that I respect, their passion for Tech, for the Red Raiders. They will travel. They come out, and they're passionate. They're loud. A Raider power chant is real. And, you know, I want to give them a winner at home. And I think creating that atmosphere at Jones Stadium is so important to having special seasons. To me, when you win games at home, you go undefeated at home, the goal will always be to go 6-0 at home. And you do that, you're going to have a special, special season. And I just think that, you know, when you say we're a we, us, and our program, that's not only me, it's not only our players, but it's our fan base. And I respect that, the passion that they have for Texas Tech, and I'm looking forward to playing in front of them.
We got a question about halfway back on the right.
Hey, Matt. Suzanne Halliburton, Austin American Statesman. To piggyback on the offensive questions, do you, when you looked at Tech's roster, do you have the physical personnel to play a tight end, play hardcore running, the offensive lineman playing, you know, run blocking? I mean, do you have that right now? Can you play your offense with what you inherited?
Yeah, I believe so. You know, we're going to continue to develop that tight end position, and we're going to continue to recruit that tight end position. But I think there's several candidates there to be able to look at. I mentioned Dante earlier. You know, Tyler Carr, Simon Gonzalez is a young freshman. Travis Kuntz is a junior college kid that we signed that I'm excited about, that just got in this summer. And so between all those guys, it could be a committee. It could be several of them that you see. But I think that those guys are talented enough to do what that we're going to do, and to be able to use all of our talents. And I think, you know, the progress of Armand Shine, the grad transfer running back, Tajon Henry, Sir Roderick Thompson at running back, you know, there may be some times that we play two running backs and take a tight end out of a game. I think it's about using your personnel wisely to their talents and their abilities, but I certainly think that we can do what we've done with a tight end at Tech.
Question on the outside left.
Coach, Newey Scruggs, NBC 5 Dallas. Through the years, Tech's been known for scoring a lot of points, but they've also been known for giving up a lot of points. Defensively, What do you want to accomplish, and what were you able to get through to your kids during the spring portion and take into the fall about what you want to be defensively?
I think the biggest thing to consistently winning in the Big 12 for my tenure here at Texas Tech is we got to play championship caliber defense. We talk about our plan to win. The first thing on our plan to win is to play great defense. There's not a time to me that's ever more challenging than to play that in the Big 12 than right now. In the last several years, I think very arguably you could say that this conference, and there may be some that are similar, but I don't think better, in the quality of play at quarterback, at receiver, and at play caller than there is right now in the Big 12. I mean, it's a challenge to play defense every single Saturday in this league, and I know that's something that Keith Patterson, our defense staff, are excited to do, our players are excited to do, and I think that's also a little bit of a misnomer, I think, if you will, in the Big 12, because there's certainly great defensive coaches here. I think at the top is Gary Patterson at TCU. He's done it for a long time. Todd Orlando at Texas. John Heacock at Iowa State. There's some really good defensive coaches that have major challenges every Saturday in this league. So I recognize the challenge. I respect the challenge, and I respect that what's gone on in this league before me. But, you know, I'm an offensive guy. I like scoring points as much as anybody, but I like winning better. And I think part of winning is playing great defense.
This will be the final question for Coach. Three quarters of the way back on the right.
Hey, Coach. Shahan J. Raja, Dave Campbell, 6 Football. I'm kind of curious, why did you decide to hit the grad transfer market so hard? Why did you decide to bring in some guys who could play right away who were upperclassmen?
That's a great question. We made that decision in January as we came in, and you know, that's a hard transition in December when you come in with that early signing period just 2 weeks away. And we got to the early part of January. We made that decision. It's something, two things. It's number one, it's certainly something that we had success with at the last place that I was at, and we had success in the grad transfer market. It's also something Texas Tech's had success with, and you saw 2 out of the 5 starters being grad transfers for our basketball team. So you could see, the players could see that it's been done in Lubbock, Texas. But I think it was a way for us to get old, and we needed some help. And that's a market that certainly I am happy for the players to have these days. I think it's something that we're going to play in at Tech. We will in the next several years as well, and I look forward to hopefully having success in that market.
Okay, Coach, thank you very much for your answers, and best of luck to you for the season.
Thank you very much.